Well, hi everyone, great to be with you. I'm recording this on Friday and it is a beautiful sunny day. It's so nice to see blue skies and have the sun shining after what's felt like a really wet and slushy and sleety week or two. It really lifts the spirits to be able to go outside and enjoy nature and everything that's around us. Today I'm going to wrap up just a little four-part devotional series I've been doing on Psalm 34:8 that says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good." And we've looked at this verse bit by bit through the week. We've looked at the words taste and the word see, and how this is a really simple instruction from the psalmist in one sense, and he's drawing on those two very basic human senses and experiences to describe to us how we can experience God. How can we encounter him, taste him, and see his goodness? And yesterday we looked at the amazing reality that we can even know God, and we have revelation about him, the creator of the universe, the fact we can be in relationship with him, the fact that we can taste and see him is just incredible. And then today we're going to wrap up by looking at the last two words in this verse: is good. Is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Because I'm sure the last 12 months have given us all reason to sometimes question that in our hearts. Is God actually good? 2020 and even now 2021 has probably left a really sour taste in our mouths. And sometimes it's hard to see the goodness of God amongst it all. But this verse doesn't tell us to taste and see that God is good through the lens of our circumstances or situations or our health or our relationships or our jobs. This is an objective fact that the psalmist is calling us to engage with. Taste that God is good. See that he is good. This is a reality that has existed for all time and will exist for all eternity. And so my question to you is this: do you truly, deeply, genuinely believe that God is good? That he is good in every fiber of his being? That he is good always? Because what your answer to that question is will have a huge impact on how you live your life and what your relationship with God is like. The Bible assures us that God's goodness never runs out. Psalm 23 tells us that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. And I'm going to finish by reading one of my favourite passages in the Bible. It's Lamentations 3. I love this passage because it acknowledges how hard life can be and how even God can lead us into times of grief and trouble and pain, but how his love never runs out. It is steadfast and abundant. So let's pause for a moment and let's invite the Holy Spirit to come. You might want to close your eyes as I do this. And let's let these words wash over us and sink into us as we listen to them. "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, he will have compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he does not afflict from his heart or grieve the children of men." And my prayer is that you would know the goodness of God as a greater reality in your life, and through the grief and the pain we all experience and suffer, we would become so aware of his compassion and the abundance and the steadfastness of his love and his goodness.